Blog Talk Radio.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
Everybody, welcome to, we're finally getting it done, the WFSO Bucks Talk. Although I've been missing it for like quite some time, putting it on and stuff like that, and I'm sorry for playing it, for being on here so late, because little technical difficulties on my end, and finally get to start. This is going to be like a possibly half-hour show because there ain't going to be much to talk about. We're only going to talk about the All-Star Weekend and tonight's game. So, but tonight's game, it's been all Bucks. It's been nothing but like all Bucks. And It was just something else. So we're going to talk about the game, tell you the stats and stuff. So go to that right now. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 points, 16 rebounds, and 4 assists. Chris Middleton, who I'm glad is driving up there lately in points and stuff and helping out. So he has 28 points and 8 rebounds, 4 or 5 from the 3-point shooting. Let's see, Lopez with 18 points. And Eric Bledsoe with 19 points and 6 assists. So most of the starters, well, Matthews only had 5. So with all the starters like doing good, let's see. I'm looking at their bench. Oh, Ram Lopez with the last the bench with 9 points, and Dante DiVincenzo only have 8. Yeah, it kind of looked like the bench didn't. Oh, the bench did play. It just they just didn't score much. Let's see. Christian Wood led the team and the bench on Detroit with 18 points and 11 rebounds. Brown with 16 points and 10 rebounds and 7 assists was 3 away from a triple-double. See, Galloway with 12 points. It's just mainly just been like the bunch from the Pistons that have been doing more than the starting five. Because you look at the starting five combined, you have like total, let's see, 48 points total by the starters compared to team. Yeah, the bench scored more than 48 points. Just nuts. And thinking that they was gonna well, although it was like mainly a blowout for most of the game, but at least there were, you know, something would have gone. Like, the Bucks had led, like, 70-41 at halftime and as many as 34 points in the second half. They just couldn't get the, they just couldn't get the edge. The Pistons couldn't. They lost. This would be their 5th loss, their 5 straight, since trading Andre Drummond to the Cleveland Cavaliers on trading deadline, excuse me. Of course, they bought off Reggie Jackson and went to the Clippers. So it was just nuts. Well, we know in the next game it'll be 76ers going against the Bucks. Pistons, they got Portland on Sunday. Or they going to Portland? So it's a good win for the Bucks. Now they're 47-8. And hopefully they'll get like a very good streak going and just going from there. So we're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna talk about the All-Star game and maybe like a little bit of other stuff to talk about with the Bucks as well. So just going on to the future. So until then, we'll be right back. And we're back. I didn't like watching the All-Star Weekend, although it was Chicago. My plan originally was to go, but there's just other plans, and like, and I'm starting to get my money up. So it was too little, too late. And if I was going to go, I was going to try to go just to the All-Star game, but then double check looking at the tickets on whatever, and also just decided I'll probably just wait until hopefully in this decade they'll be here for All-Star games for Milwaukee. Possible it could be 2024 or 2025 they could be here. So just hopefully that would be the case. I'm trying to think. So I know, I think they're going to be Indianapolis, I think it's Indianapolis in 2021 and Cleveland 2022, then Utah in 2023. So 2024 or 2025, could be a big chance that they could be coming here in Milwaukee. But I think, like, while there's more hotels built around downtown area and everywhere else, plus there's more hotels to come, although some of them won't be done by this, some will be done by this year, but other ones will be done by next year, and like more hotels to come and things like that. So just hopefully by 2024 or 2025 when they come here for the All-Star Game, it'll be cool. So I think the last time they was here for an All-Star game, or the first and last time, I think it was 1978. I'm probably pretty not sure on that, but you know what? Let me check right quick. Let's see, when did... Oh, it was 1977. Sorry about that. And the results were East lost by a point, 124 to 125 to the West. Of course, it was at the old arena, which is now UWM Panther Arena. And the game MVP was none other than Julius Irving from the Philadelphia 76ers. That's interesting. So I was a year off, so apologize about that. But as for this past Sunday's All-Star game, it was a very close game. Team LeBron once again defeated Team Giannis 157 to 155. And they were doing it by quarters, and they wanted to see, how do they do it? The first quarter was 53-41 on Team LeBron. Then Team Giannis won the second quarter, which they were fighting for, like, charity, whatever. So $100,000 for each team in the quarter. Third quarter was tied, so they rolled that $100,000 over to the fourth quarter and just added for the total bonus with $300,000 total. I guess they were told $3,000, $2,000 they was actually was going to give in the fourth quarter, but they added that other $100,000 from the third quarter, which since it was a tie. Let's see, go to football scores. Kawhi Leonard led Team LeBron with 30 points. He first was not missing from the three-point line in the first half. So LeBron James had 23. Anthony Davis had 20. And Chris Paul from the bench scored a 23, and Ben Simmons had 17. Giannis Antetokounmpo led the team with 25 points, 11 rebounds. Joel Embiid with 22 and 10, and Kemba Walker with 23 points. Let's see. And Trae Young with 10 and 10, and Rudy Gobert from the bench with 21 and 11. Kyle Lowry with 13 points and 8 assists. So the fourth quarter, because I know that's what everybody's talking about, the fourth quarter was very interesting, and I'm glad that so I guess everybody was saying it was the most competitive fourth quarter that they ever seen, which is pretty true. Like I don't care if they, you know, like I don't care if they was like being competitive or not, because All-Star Game is an All-Star Game. But I guess they want like people to be more interested, the fans to be more interested for them if they made it a competition. Like I said, which I get, but hey, what more can you do? That's gonna be it for the but overall All-Star Weekend, I'd say it was pretty good. So we'll see what they go to next year. Well, how they do it next year in Indianapolis. Are they gonna keep the same format? Well, most likely they say they will, since it was like more competitive, so they're probably gonna keep the same format. Well, it's probably except for the jerseys. They're probably going to have their own numbers or whatnot. So, wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. Check that website out for like upcoming wrestling events and meets and greets and all that good stuff. Look for WFSO on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Also, look for our past videos on YouTube. And also, follow us on Instagram, too. That's funny. But until then, we will be back with Monday with WFSO Aftermath, and I'm probably going to talk about NXT, and because NXT is tomorrow and all that good stuff, so talk about it then. But until then, y'all have a good night, and y'all get to hear from me Monday when WFSO Aftermath starts. So Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and next week will be all the shows. Good night, everybody.